supplication on Saturdays. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Bismillah, words that seekers of sanctuary repeatedly recite. Words that the very cautious in search of protection often repeat. I seek refuge with Allah, the Exalted above all, from the oppression of the unjust, from the deceitful malice the envious use to lay snares and traps, from the injustice and outrage of the tyrants, and I sing his praise. Do better and go beyond other praisers. O Allah, thou art one, has no partner, and is the Lord and Master without being made. There is no discrepancy or nonsense in thy commands, nor there is lawlessness in thy kingdom. I beseech thee to send blessings on Muhammad, thy servant, thy messenger. To let me ask thee for enlightenment and inspiration, so as to be thankful for thy bounties, which alone get thy approval ultimately. To help me to obey thee and instinctively worship thee, and make me deserve thy rewards on account of thy very patronage. And have mercy on me, and prevent me from breaking in the bounds of thy prohibitions, as far as I am kept alive, and show the way unto that which is useful and advantageous till I go on survive. To let me take to heart the meanings of thy book, and by its reading, throw down the heavy burden of sins, and receive welfare and salvation as a gift. Let not my family and friends who love me leave me alone. Let thy favors reach me in abundance during the remainder of my life, exactly as they used to be made available for me in full in the days gone by. O the Most Merciful.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamu Alaikum and welcome to this episode of today's special. We're going to speak about Lady Fatima. Today, Friday, is the 6th of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 9th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 30th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's listen to Chapter Al-Imran, verse 61.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْعِلْمِ فَقُلْ تَعَالَوْا فقل تعالوا ندع أبناءنا وأبناءكم ونساءنا ونساءكم وأنفسنا وأنفسكم ثم نبتهل فنجعل لعنة الله على الكاذبين.
Then whoever argues with you about it after this knowledge has come to you, say, Come, let us call our sons and your sons, our women and your women, ourselves and yourselves. Then supplicate earnestly together and invoke the curse of Allah upon the liars among us.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
It is recited that the Christian of Najran set out a religious mission to discuss with the Prophet of Islam. Peace be upon him and his pure progeny. After some debates, they felt hesitation and sought for pretext. Then they were called for Mubahala by the Prophet. That is, any curse which would reach either of two parties showed that that party was no right. On the day of cursing, they saw that the Prophet of Islam entered the appointed spot, followed by two boys, Hassan and Hussein, a young man, Imam Ali, and a lady, Lady Fatima. When the chief monk saw them, he exclaimed, By God, I see the faces that if they pray to Allah for mountains to move from their places, the mountains will immediately move. If they curse you, you will be wiped out of existence to the last day of the life of the earth.
Allahumma salli ala Fatimata wa Abi.
In this part, we'll listen to a point about oppression at her door. After Prophet Muhammad passed away, Lady Fatima, peace be upon her, cried and grieved for him continuously. The pain of losing her beloved father and mentor was only augmented by the devious plots which defied the commands of Allah's messenger. Lady Fatima alayha salam rebuked the mischievous planners in a segment of her famous speech when she said, The thorns of hypocrisy have appeared on you. The grip of faith has worn out. Those of silent perversion have spoken. Those of the least merit have come to the forefront, and the camel of the falsifiers has growled.
Today we are going to talk about the importance of Fatimiyya. Imam Baqir alayhi salam says that إِنَّ فَضْلَ أَوَّلُنَا يَلْحَقُ بِفَضْلَ أَخِرَنَا Whatever actually comes true from the excellence and values of the first one of us actually is true and right for the excellence and the value, and for the excellences of the last of us. And we have again in the supplication on du'a of Jama'ah, Jama'atul Kabira, we read it, Tawallaytu akharakum bima tawallaytu biha awwalakum. That is the same kind of love and affection that we have towards the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he's the first of the infallibles. The same way we have this kind of love and affection towards the last of you, that is the Imam of the Age, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Very beautifully, the leader of the Islamic Ummah, Ayatollah Khamenei, says in a very important and even quite famous book and saying of him as well, because it is known, actually this famous sentence has been attributed to him, that he says, we have not to look at the Ahlul Bayt as 14 persons or 14 people. We can actually find a person of 250 years old, because these 14 people are all one pure reality, and that is kulluhum nurun wahid. So the same way that actually we have the mourning and Azza Majalis and assemblies for Lady Fatima, the same way we have it for Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, the same way we have it for Imam Ali and the other infallibles. So there are too many things to be said here in this regard, but I'll leave it for another time to inshallah talk and discuss it. Till then, I'll leave you in Allah's protection. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, hadiths of the infallibles, lessons from the life of the infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio. On the list of characteristics of Lady Fatima, we reach to her deep faith. Definitely, no one can suspect the unequaled faith and worship of Lady Fatima. She spent most of her day and nights on worshipping. Imam Hassan al-Mujtaba, peace be upon him, said, "Some night I saw my mother in her mihrab, bow and prostrate, offer prayers until the light of morning appeared. I heard her praying to Allah for the believing men and the believing women and mentioning them by name. I said to her, 'Why do you not pray to Allah for yourself, mother?' She said, 'Oh, my son, the neighbor first and then the house.'" Al-Hasan al-Basri said about Lady Fatima, "No one in the Ummah worshipped Allah more than Fatima. She offered prayers in the night until her feet swelled." It was transmitted from Fatima, her saying, "Whoever raises his true worship to Allah, Allah will send down to him the best of his benefit."
استشفعنا وتوسلنا بك إلى الله وقدمناك بين يدي حاجاتنا
يا وجية عند الله اشفعي لنا.
Fatima, the axis of granting wishes. Although all the 14 infallibles are the gates through whom the Almighty Allah grants our invocation, the Lady Fatima has a pivotal role in the granting of our wishes. Even the Imams of Ahlul Bayt, when they invoke to the Almighty, they ask Allah in the virtuous names of their mother Fatima. Thus, the name of Fatima is again the central core in the recommended supplication for our needs. O Allah, verily, I ask you by the right of Fatima and her father and her husband and her sons and the hidden secret entrusted in her, Imam Mahdi, may Allah hasten his reappearance, that you may, Muhammad, and his family, and that you may do for me what you are anticipated to do, and that you grant my requests.
Fatimatu Zahra, brothers and sisters, the men had easy access to Rasulullah. They were able to access prophetic knowledge by having constant access to the Prophet. But Allah Azza wa Jal, in His justice, He gave the Ummah a female version of Rasulullah. The women of Medina, they would go and they would ask Lady Fatima. On one occasion, one lady says to Fatima, she would ask question after question, and she says, O daughter of Rasulullah, O Fatima, I apologize for burdening you with my questions. Lady Fatima says, do not apologize. Have you seen the mother who loses her child and she panics and she feels pain? And after some time she is reunited with her child, she says that joy that the mother feels when she is reunited with her child is the same joy I feel when I answer your questions. Zakatul ilmi nashru. The zakat of knowledge is to teach. And this is why you find that Fatimatu Zahra, when Rasulullah was on his deathbed, she never wanted to leave the side of Rasulullah. Because every word that the Holy Prophet would utter would increase her in knowledge. Every statement that he would utter, Lady Fatima would record it as a treasure of knowledge for mankind.
Dear brothers and sisters, it seems that our time is over. What you've just listened was the episode of today's special about Lady Fatima, peace be upon her. Thank you very much for joining us, and may Allah bless all of you. Have a nice time.
Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha. اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك اللهم صل على فاطمة وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها بعدد ما أحاط به علمك
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and here is a famous statement to reflect upon regarding the pride of place among women of the Prophet's virtuous daughter, Hazrat Fatima Zahra, peace be upon her, as narrated by her great-great-grandson, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace be upon him. Fatima was called Muhaddasa because the angels descended from heaven and called her, as they called Mary, mother of Jesus, and said, O Fatima, Allah hath chosen you above the women of all nations.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful hadith, which has been narrated from Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam. In this beautiful hadith, the Imam says, "Beware about pondering over the essence of Allah, for verily, pondering about Allah only increases one's bewilderment." You know, this might give rise to a question, and that question is this: haven't we been encouraged to think about Allah, to ponder about Him? You know, obviously, if we want to worship God, we have to kind of think about Him. You know, you can't worship something, you can't direct your heart towards something that you have no knowledge of, right? So, isn't this kind of contradictory? This seems to, be contradictory, So perhaps the response to this question can be given in the following way. That in these hadiths that we read, like the one we just recited for our esteemed listeners, in which the Imam kind of prohibits people from thinking about God, it's referring to thinking about God and, pondering over Him using the lower faculties, right? Like the faculty of vision, right? Or the faculty of our imagination, right? Or our estimation, These lower faculties, right? Which are not equipped to kind of understand intellectual matters, right? The Imam is kind of prohibiting one to use those faculties to think about God, right? But the intellect, when it's not contaminated with these kind of lower faculties, right? There's no reason why it should be prohibited from contemplating God, right? This could be one answer to the question. We might answer it in another way, by saying that the intellect, it has the ability to understand, right, God's attributes, some of his attributes, a lot of his attributes, at least those ones that we have a visage of within ourselves, like, for example, knowledge, power, life, these kind of things, right? These kind of attributes, you know, examples of which we find within ourselves and we understand to be, you know, attributes of perfection, we can say that these are attributes of God. But, you know, and we also know, on the other hand, that, you know, God has all perfection. There might be perfections that we have no knowledge of, that he has, you know, and that have not manifested themselves within his creation, right? But what those are, there's no way, and there's no actually, there is no means for our, you know, limited minds to kind of understand what those are. That's perhaps maybe what, you know, the Imam is talking about here. So in continuation, the Imam says, he said, for verily pondering over Allah only increases one's bewilderment. Verily Allah mighty and exalted cannot be perceived by the sights. La tudrikuhu al-absar. Right, this kind of, it kind of reinforces that first interpretation that we talked about. Wala yusafu bil miqdar. He's not described by any kind of measurement, right? In the sense that he's not a physical body, cannot be seen, right? So don't try to think about him in terms of, you know, things that you can see and you know, you can attribute with, you know, quantity and quantitatively. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the prohibition of pondering about Allah's essence in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
قد دعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين. اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم. Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I'm really happy to have some of the students of Sevier International School here, and I really welcome them, Brother Hussein Ruhullah, Brother Ali Nasir, Brother Fawad Haider, and Brother Hassan Nasrullah. So, welcome, dear brothers, and how are you, Hussein?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. Thank you, Hassan.
Fine, sir. How are you?
Ali Nasir?
Yes, sir. Alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir.
Okay. Everyone is doing well. Alhamdulillah. We hope you're doing well and you're safe. So today our main topic, brothers, is Ayah 167 of Surah Al-Baqarah, right? On page 25.
So, brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please hold your Qurans and refer to page 25, ayah 167 of Surah Al-Baqarah. Let's everyone once listen to the recitation of this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم وما هم بخارجين من النار.
Superb. Thank you. Allah bless the reciter, inshallah. Now, I will be reciting. Make sure you listen and repeat after me.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا
وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا
كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم
كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم
وما هم بخارجين من النار
وما هم بخارجين من النار.
أحسنت ما شاء الله. Allah Almighty, inshallah. Bless you all. In the previous ayah, we said the story of those who loved their leaders, their, for example, whatever, their models, okay? Their models, okay? Some people love Allah, some other people, okay, as their model, okay? They see nothing except them. For example, some of these actors, football players, okay? They love them so much. You can't imagine how they love them, okay? Yes? Whatever they see is them. This is shirk, okay? Allah Almighty is there. You have to love Allah Almighty. You have to have a belief in Allah Almighty. If you don't believe, go search about it. Okay, it's important. We said, when do they understand this? When they see the azab in the day of judgment. When they see that those whom they loved, okay, they will have nothing to do with them. They will not help them. They will not, for example, care about them. Okay, in this ayah, Allah Almighty will clearly say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. Those who followed those people, okay, they will say in the day of judgment that لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. We wish we had a return. Karra, the word takrar comes from karra, okay? We wish we had another chance again to live in this world, okay? Why? Why do you want to have this? فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ. We could leave them. Huh? We could stay away from them. We could disown them. Own, disown. We could disown them, okay? كَمَا تَبَرَّأُ مِنَّا. Like they did today. In the day of judgment, when they see azab, okay, they will be never, those, for example, the actors that they loved a lot, okay, those, they will never help them in the day of judgment. When these people who followed them, when they see that, oh, we love them a lot, we cared about them a lot, but now they have nothing to do with us. They say, go away, I don't know you. Okay, they will understand that. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ تَبَعُوا, those who followed them, they will say, لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. We wish we had a repeat. We wish we could return back to the world. Why? فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ. We could leave them alone. We could never follow them. Okay? كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. The same as they disown us now. They say, we don't know you. Yes? But Allah Almighty says, كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah Almighty says that, كَذَلِكَ يُرِيهِمُ اللَّهُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. Allah Almighty shows the actions, the result of their actions like this. Look, حَسَرَاتٍ عَلَيْهِمْ. حَسَرَات. They will regret for this day, for this wish, okay? But they will not be given the chance to come back. It's done, it's Day of Judgment. There is no other chance, sorry for that, okay? وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. They will not be leaving the nar, the hellfire. So guys, this ayah gives us a message. Make sure whom do you follow. Make sure what do you love in this world. Okay? In the Day of Judgment, you will see the result. If you love Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, if you love the prophets, they will come and save you. But if you love somebody else, they themselves will be in trouble. They can't help you. So be careful. Okay? Alhamdulillah that we are Shia Muslims. We know whom we love. And we know also that they will come and save us. Right? Allahumma ja'al mahyana mahya Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad wa mamatana mamata Muhammadi wa ali Muhammad. Inshallah.
قلب بالحق تعلق وبغار حراء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
So the important tajweed rules in this ayah will go. The first one, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ. قَاقَا, the letter قَاف is a heavy letter. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا. In the previous ayah we said اتَّبَعُوا. You have to say yes. But when you join, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. Right? وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ اتَّبَعُوا لَوْ أَنَّ لَنَا كَرَّةً. Tanween plus fa, fanatabarra.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, right? Karratan fanatabarra. Minhum. Nun sakin plus ha.
Izhar.
There is no rule applied. Fanatabarra minhum. Kama tabarra'u minna. Kadhalika. Nun sakin plus alif. Minna. You can make a longer vowel here because Qala says it's better to do waqf, to stop yes. Here. فَنَتَبَرَّأَ مِنْهُمْ كَمَا تَبَرَّأُوا مِنَّا. Right? So, Qala says that it's better to stop here, but you can continue. كَذَلِكَ يُرِي يَمَدْ يُرِيهِ مُلَّهُ. Allah is pronounced heavily. The letter lam. A'malahum. Fawad, make sure we have Hamza and Ayn, both of them. Do not mispronounce them. A'malahum. Say. Let him fix his throat once, his vocals.
A'malahum.
Oh, he touched. A'malahum. That was nice. Nice pronunciation. Thank you. A'malahum. Hasaratin. Hasara. Ra is a heavy letter. Hasaratin alayhim. Tin, tanwin. Plus ayn. Ayn is from throat letters. So.
Izhar.
Hamza. Ha. Ha. Ayn. Ghain. Kha. These six letters are throat letters that whenever you see them after the tanwin or nunusakin, do not bring any changes to tanwin. Just read it the way it sounds. Okay? Hasaratin alayhim. Salah says, Hassan.
Better to continue.
Wasl is better than waqf. You can stop here. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ مِنَ النَّارِ. There is a rule applied on mim sakin plus ba, if you tell me. وَمَا هُمْ بِخَارِجِينَ. If it was noon sakin plus ba, it was iqlab.
Now it is ikhfa.
It is ikhfa. Mim sakin plus ba, ikhfa. Nun sakin plus ba, iqlab. Wa ma hum. Yeah, hide the sound of nun.
Wa ma hum bi kharijina minan nar.
Right?
So, yes.
Now, I will be once reciting this ayah. Let's practice now with tajweed rules, okay? You have to listen and repeat. Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا
وقال الذين اتبعوا لو أن لنا كرة فنتبرأ منهم كما تبرأوا منا
كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم
كذلك يريهم الله أعمالهم حسرات عليهم
وما هم بخارجين من النار
وما هم بخارجين من النار
صدق الله العلي العظيم
صدق الله العلي العظيم
أحسنت ما شاء الله thank you so much Allah Almighty bless you inshallah that was all from us in today's Quranic session we wish inshallah you all stay safe brothers and sisters who've been listening to us on IRIB English Radio. So every day, inshallah, we'll have a Quranic session for you. Please stay with us. And if you had any questions, you can ask us on Call of Islam Radio. Thank you so much. Allah Almighty bless you, inshallah. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Xavier International Schools Network for cooperations. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadi wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil
faraj. Let's recite the Quran. A joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham. Take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint. A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sister Asma and Sayyid Abdullah helping me in criticizing the movie Father Stu that we started, in fact, from a couple of episodes ago.
Sister Asma, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me here.
You're welcome. And Sayyid Abdullah, assalamu alaikum. Welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's a pleasure being with you guys.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, let's take a listen to a short part of this movie, Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross, you know, featuring and starring, you know, very famous names of Hollywood, such as Mel Gibson and Mark Wahlberg. And then we'll be back with the question and the critique. Don't go away.
Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That's what Jesus said on the cross.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio. We are trying to criticize the movie Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. Sister Asma, you know, there is this part that Stu says, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do. That's what Jesus said on the cross.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he began his lecture, in fact, in the church, you know?
Yes.
When he became part of the, you know, the, let's say, the course on being a Catholic priest. Well, could you talk, you know, about the differences of opinions between Christianity and Islam as for Jesus' death and resurrection, please?
Well, as for Christians, I guess they believe that the Jesus Christ was crucified,
mm-hmm.
And then they believe that he's been crucified and destined to this crucifixion because of shouldering all the sins of other people.
Right.
So it has a long story. They believe that there's this sin
mm-hmm.
that Adam and Eve did, and then God sent them down. They were
yes.
expelled from heaven. They
mm-hmm.
brought up into earth. And then God was dissatisfied with them. So in order to wipe all those miseries that they've been through, all those wrong things that they did, God brought his child, who is Jesus, into the world in order to exempt all human beings from the sins that they are doing. So he killed his son as a sacrifice in
mm-hmm.
order to wash all the sins of human beings,
mm-hmm.
which we actually as Muslims do not believe in that. Well, Jesus could be a mediator, just like our great imams are. Like, they are a link to God, and they could help human beings in order to find salvation. But there is no way for them to shoulder the sins of all human beings.
Right.
I mean, according to us, God will judge you by yourself, and your
mm-hmm.
sins are not going to go in other person's basket. So
yes.
it's only your sin, and you have to make up for it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the difference.
I see. Okay, thank you very much, Sister Asma. I just wanted to invite our listeners to take a listen to a short part of the movie, Father Stu, produced in 2022, directed by Rosalind Ross. And then I'm going to ask Sayyid Abdullah a question regarding that part. Don't go away.
We've all been wrong, and we've all done some wrong.
Some of us worse than others.
With them words I said up top, Jesus asked his Father God to forgive the folks tacking him up. He ain't come to condemn the world, make us cower in shame for our sins. He came to forgive us. Think about it. We ask Jesus to forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. God's forgiveness is contingent upon us forgiving others. That's the deal. It ain't easy to do. Truth is, we ain't got no power to do it ourselves. None of us, not a one. It's all God's grace. That's the man right there. You just gotta let him in. He'll do the heavy lifting.
Amen.
Back to the program, Viewpoint on RIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Javad, hosting, and Sister Asma, Sayyid Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me in the critique of the program, Viewpoint, or the movie Father Stu. In this program, Sayyid Abdullah, I'm going to ask you about, this sermon, which is delivered by Stu in that part of the movie as a seminarian, about how we should learn forgiveness, just like Jesus asking God to forgive those who crucified him. Although we all know that Stuart's language is not quite proper, in comparison with the other movies and the context, of course, and the message being conveyed, although his language was not really quite proper, he brought home the message, I think. Don't you think so?
Okay, so he began with the quote from Luke 23:34, "Forgive them, Father, for they don't know." That was like indicating his, because he was, you got to keep in mind, he was just a trainee in progress.
Yes.
And when he walked in, he knows nothing except the real world, because he was, the actual true story of Stu, he was a footballer, then a wrestler, then a boxer, then he was an actor, then he was a museum manager, and then, so he went through a lot of jobs. So he kind of lived the life of a normal person, and that's all the only language he knows. Now, he went to church, and this straight away they want to put him, and they want to kind of embarrass him in a sort of way. So he stops and he leaves. So he said, "You know what? Yeah, sure. Forgive them, Father, for they do not know." That's what he began. Look, I understand.
And he's looking at the statue.
He said, "Look, I was looking at Jesus Christ in this way as a child, in this way as a young man, then in this way as an adult." So, and then he explained to them how forgiveness works from an actual perspective, like how it feels being in their shoe, not in the shoe of a priest. A priest, he would sit there, he would read verses for you, he quote verses, and he would say mumbo jumbo blah blah blah, and people fall asleep and they walk out, they have no idea. But when he was speaking his heart out and how they see Jesus Christ in real life, obviously that brought them home, like you said, because he managed to get into them. Me, as a person, when I was watching it, I got captivated by what he was saying, because it was very simple, very straightforward, and was very direct. It was very bold.
Yeah.
Like, the language of the people. Yeah. He was talking to him according to their language.
What did he do to deserve what he did,
Yes.
And very challenging to the Orthodox principles.
Yeah. Yeah, so he basically went out of the norm to bring people home. And I think he done that in this scene and in the scene when he was in prison as well.
Yes.
He was being very realistic. Sure, I have a message. I need to bring people to God. I need to teach them forgiveness. But my method is, I want to make it very simple to them to understand from their own perspective, as a human being, not as a priest.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not to put myself above them. Just among
because
them.
He's been there, done that, just like ordinary people.
Exactly.
So he speaks the language of the people,
I mean, even the wording that he used, it was very bold, that even if you see that in the camera when they moved it to his friend, he was like, they were like shocked. Like, what is he saying? And they thought he was going to say something really awful.
Awkward.
Yeah, awkward, because he was talking about Christ, saying, what did he do to deserve this?
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and then he changed the topic into forgiveness and stuff like that. So it was done brilliantly, I guess, in this regard.
Exactly.
Because he was able to convince people.
And he had a great logic. I liked his logics.
Yeah, it
the language he talked with was based on his logic, and his logic was very nice.
Yeah, look, if you want to talk to people, like even the Prophet, he says, "Umurna an nakallima an-nas ala qadri uqulihim." We were told to speak to people based on their capacity and understanding.
True.
So the Prophet has to bring himself and his language to a level where a Bedouin who knows nothing could understand him.
Right.
If the Prophet wants to sit and deliver lectures like our ulama do today, no one will come to Islam.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So he has to bring his tone to such a state where he's addressing a simpleton that knows nothing.
All right. Sister Asma, what about the other part of his speech, like when it was focusing on forgiveness? The message he was trying to get across was that we need to learn forgiveness from Jesus, right? How do you make of this?
He was just technically saying that if you want forgiveness, you have to give it. So it's not a miracle that you want it to happen so suddenly. It's something that breeds about that thing. I mean, you have to give it in order to get it. So if you want to gain forgiveness from other people or from God, You have to share that with other people. Those who do you wrong, he said that.
And the example it gives is that of Jesus being crucified, yet forgiving those who crucifixed them.
Exactly, because they do not know what they're doing. Yes. So Jesus is that kind to say that they are not aware of what they're doing, so forgive them for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. So he was asking the same thing from the people.
Right.
And even though he said to them, it's hard to do. He said, it's not easy to do.
Yes,
it's
of course. It's a very hard thing.
But you still have to do. He said, like, Jesus will carry the heavy weight. You just have to walk the door, right? Yeah. You just have to, and he will help you.
Yes.
Which is quite true. Like, I, on a personal level, I find that to be very true. Sometimes someone does you wrong, and such a big wrong.
Exactly.
Finding myself to forgive them is not an easy task.
That's why we have this English proverb that goes, to err is human, to forgiveness is divine.
Exactly.
It's really a divine thing to do,
It is.
It is not something that you can require of a normal person to do.
Yeah, so
he has to go out of his own way to forgive people.
It depends. Like, sometimes you do something stupid with me, I forgive you. But sometimes when something really big, I struggle with this with people when, I remember once, I know these two guys were having like very bad issues with one another. And I say, I went on the minbar. And I changed my entire speech to forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
And I was trying to explain to them, like, the idea as human beings, we have to learn to forgive. And I think one of the points that he made, which is an Islamic point, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself is forgiveness.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't forgive people, you're not accepting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're not accepting one of his asma, al-ghafoor. Mm-hmm. You're not accepting it. You're rejecting it. And then I gave the speech in this, about forgiveness and the fact that we really need to forgive. So after I finished, I sat down. He comes to me, sat next to me, said to me, Sayyid, is this lecture directed at me? I asked him, I don't know. If it benefits you in any way, khair. If it doesn't, it's not for you. So sometimes as a human beings, it's really like when someone does us wrong, it's like I said, there are certain circumstances where
very
you
difficult.
Say to them, I've heard this from a lot of people, I will never forgive you until the day of judgment.
Yes.
Well, I'm like, dude, don't take it that long. It's just, day of judgment is a long time.
Yeah.
I remember this incident happened to me in Mashhad where I was with someone in a toy store and he was with his son. He wanted to buy a toy, but then the toy broke.
I see.
Right? And then the son said, I don't want to take it. The father said, I don't want it. The shop owner, he got really upset.
Mm-hmm.
He said, you know, may Allah never accept your ziyarah. I will never forgive you until the day of judgment.
For a toy?
Yeah. I said to him, dude, come here. What's the problem? Like, I overheard. I was like, what's the problem? He's like, he done this to me. I'm like, how much does this cost? He's like, I don't know, $100. I said to him, I'm going to pay you $400. He's like, what? I'm like, yeah, I'm going to pay you $400. It's just money. But don't take it to a day of judgment.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then that's too extreme.
Yeah, yes, says, for a toy.
Yeah, and the guy says, why would you do that? I'm like, I would rather have you in peace with your brother than have you have this hatred towards him until the day of judgment.
Yeah, true.
And then he pulls, he's like, you know what? Forget it. He's like, I don't want that money. I forgive the guy. I'm like, I've said to him, just chill. It's
nice.
You know, it's not.
Yeah, it's so nothing. It's not a big deal.
Don't hold grudge for such a stupid thing.
Yeah.
But like I said, sometimes something is really big and people get stuck. Like sometimes a brother with a brother.
Yeah.
A brother or a son with a